Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm with Graham Cook today, an awesome friend and a well-known, credible prophet in the body of Christ. And Graham, it is awesome to have you with us today. We're going to talk about a great topic on stress, even though it's like it's not fun if you're stressed, but what's fun and what's great is the overcoming power of the Lord if you are stressed. In fact, a lot of medical journals and reports say that stress is one of the biggest killers in the earth today and is actually the culprit for, you know, many really fatal diseases, such as even, you know, cancer and autoimmune disorders and all kinds of things. So God has given you insight regarding stress and overcoming it.
Yeah, I think, Patricia, that stress is mostly an inside job. You know, it's not caused necessarily by something external happening, but it's caused by our perception of what that looks like. Mm-hmm. So, for example, someone can say that, oh, she makes me really angry, you know, or my job makes me really stressed. And jobs don't cause stress. Stress is caused by our perception of something that's going on.
And our response.
And so then we respond. If our perception is negative, then our response has to be negative. Nobody makes you angry. I mean, you chose to get angry.
Right.
You could have chosen any kind of response. You could have chosen joy, grace, peace, love, kindness, but you chose anger. No one made you do that. That was something you did. Stress is a little like that. You know, we allow the circumstances around us to dictate who we are and who we're going to be and how we're going to show up in that kind of situation. So it's mostly an inside job. And the beauty about walking with Jesus is that he allows us to live life from the inside to the outside, so that what is external actually cannot become internal, because we are manifesting who Christ is. It's Christ in you that is the expectation of something wonderful happening.
Right. Beautiful. Mm. Now, you've cultivated this in your own life, a peace from within. I remember years ago when we were in Kelowna, you were saying, I am believing to be the most peaceful man on the face of the earth because you knew the God of peace.
Yeah. All I can say is the Prince of Peace showed up one day in my life and never left.
Wow.
And that the Lord began to teach me how to live in a place of peace, began to teach me about rest. And even that in times of warfare and difficulty, rest is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rest is a place that you can inhabit. And there is a peace of God that passes all understanding. And it guards your heart and it guards your mind. And so living in a place of rest for me has meant that my thinking has actually become unbound and free. And I think rest and peace really are, they are the companions of joy. And so that living from a place of being restful, it's impossible not to be happy or joyful, and therefore not to see your circumstances the way that God sees them, which is a de-stressor in itself.
What are the keys that you've learned that you could pass on to us?
Well, I think celebrate. Celebrate God. Celebrate your own journey in God. You know, we're all in Christ learning to become Christ-like. So if one of his names is wonderful, then what does that make you?
Right.
Yeah. So there is a place in the kingdom where we get to practice life on earth in exactly the same way as it's practiced in the throne room of heaven, with exuberance, with joy, with passion, with praise, with worship. God's looking for worshipers. And small wonder that he is always telling us, well, rejoice always.
Mm-hmm.
In everything, give thanks. Because it's impossible to be joyful and to have stress.
Right.
They can't inhabit the same space
at
the same time.
That's exactly right.
One of them has to go, and you get to choose.
And the moment you choose, you change your world.
You do.
Yeah.
And you change it from the inside to the outside. so that right. what's in you actually comes out of you and overcomes the situation
right.
that you're in and the circumstances that you're wading through.
I was in an airport the other day and they had canceled the flight. And I had to, you know, I was desiring to be home by a certain time and yeah. I wasn't going to make it. Mm. And so initially I felt stress rise up on the inside and I was frustrated and then I thought, well, what good is this doing? It's not going to change the flight.
Exactly.
It's not going to change anything. And I just chose joy. And it just changed my world.
Yeah.
I mean, the flight was still canceled,
yeah.
but there was no frustration. And I had a good time. I got some work done, took my computer out, met a few great people, had a great coffee, you know. And so my world became glorious
yeah.
instead of, you know, being all upset. Now, there was a man right beside me that him and his wife were checking. They found out that it was canceled, and they allowed frustration to take hold of them. It's one thing being tempted by it, but another thing letting it in.
Yeah.
They let it take hold of them, and oh, my gosh. And they would start arguing with a ticket person and
yeah.
you know, they were mad and everybody was looking at them, and they finally slammed them their fist down on the, you know, the man slammed his fist down and they walked away without even rebooking. And I thought everyone in this airport right now that's here saw that, so you know, it must be embarrassing for them for one thing. But it didn't produce anything except a miserable world around them.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So they finished that day, and it was New Year's Day, actually. So they started the New Year's in so much frustration where it could have been
yeah.
absolute joy, depending yeah. on yeah. what they did yeah. with the situation.
Yeah. There's a reason why James says, you know, as a rule of life, count everything as joy. See it all in a joyful way, because joy is a stress inhibitor. Absolutely. I have my own airport story. Same thing. Flight canceled, everyone going mad. The 12 people in front of me were all doing the, you know, frustration gig. And I remember getting up to the place and the lady behind the ticketing desk, she's just so, you know, overwhelmed
right.
by everyone's anger and so on. And so I just looked at her and I said, sweetie, I know I'm not getting on a plane today. And if there's any chance of rebooking, that would be great. But really, I stood in line because I wanted to bless you.
Right.
Because you're having a horrible day.
It's awesome.
And so I just want to say to you that God loves you. And I want you to go home from here today. And the one thing I want you to remember is someone said something kind to you about Jesus. And this is what I think Jesus, this is how I think Jesus sees you. And that was it. And, you know, I couldn't get a hotel room for like 20 miles around, so I stayed at the airport, and it was a horrible night, and I got on a flight at stupid o'clock in the morning, you know. What I didn't know was the guy behind me was a backsliding Christian, and he saw just the interaction, and 6 months later, someone hands him a flyer for a conference. And I'm speaking there, and it's got a picture, my picture
wow.
on it. And he remembers
wow.
me from the airport.
I love this.
And he comes to the conference and finds his way back to the Lord.
Now,
you just never know, eh?
You had received peace in your own heart because
yeah.
of your choice at that moment. I mean,
yeah.
you can go either way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
because you chose peace, you
yeah.
created peace,
yeah.
not only inside
exactly.
yourself, but
yeah.
then that peace ministered to
yeah.
others around you, like the woman behind the ticket
yeah.
counter and the man in line with you. And it actually changed the worlds
yeah.
of others, too,
yeah. Yeah.
because of your choice to rest in God.
Your attitude is atmospheric. You know, you can
mm-hmm.
change an environment. You can make somebody's day.
Yeah.
What you carry on the inside, you can promote into somebody else's life.
It's so,
so that
true.
They come under the same internal atmosphere that you have, and you can create an environment everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
I know that me walking into a room of 100 people, I can make a difference in that room.
Right. I remember being in a meeting with you. It was, you know, a meeting of leaders, because you were helping mentor the leaders
mm-hmm.
through something, so it was in the back room.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of strife and a lot of confusion and a lot of upheaval in that particular environment and everyone that was coming in, and there was a lot of chatter and, and you know, striving back and forth. And you could feel it in the atmosphere because the people's unrest creates that environment of anxiety. And you could feel it in the air. When I walked in the room, I could feel it in the air too. And, you know, you're just kind of in it and it's swirling. And you walked in and you said, you know, I just need to get my peace here. And you just walked in, and because you did it, you just took some time, you rest in God. I remember you held your hands up, like just open them and just bask in the Lord. Even though there was all this stuff going around you, you didn't enter into that realm. You maintained your realm of peace. And what happened is it settled. I watched it. It was awesome. Yeah. It settled the whole atmosphere. It just settled. Do you remember that?
I do,
And and it really blessed me. Like, it really taught me. I've never forgotten that because I thought, no, we can establish an atmosphere here, and we can change a negative into a positive.
One person walking with God is always in the majority.
Amen.
Always.
You know, I just sense that there might be those of you watching where you're feeling, actually feeling the physical peace come upon you, because I'm actually sensing the presence of God's peace right now in this studio. We're not just, you know, talking about peace, but an actual presence. And I feel that some of you, when you started watching this program, you were like uptight over something and you're turning it on. But now it's like you're just feeling the weight of that peace. And that's the presence of the Lord ministering to you. And he wants to say this. He wants to say there's nothing in this life worth being anxious about. Your anxiety and your stress over something will not change or transform a situation, but your peace in God, your trust in Him, and your rest will. Think about that as we take this break.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
Your words have the creative power to shape your reality. The Create Your World Combo teaches you how to inhabit the goodness of God in any situation. Visit xpministries.com to order the Create Your World Combo now.
Order Rob Hotchkin's CD teaching, Your God-Given Identity, and live the life of destiny you were made for. Call 866-980-5464 or visit xpministries.com to order now.
Live in a constant state of revival with Daniel H. Park's book, Never Burn Out. God desires you to run forward and thrive. Call 866-980-5464 or visit us online at xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
So Graham, obviously if we're being stressed, it's because we have a perception of a situation being impossible or, you know, it's not working for me and no good thing's going to come out of it. So can you share with us a little bit more insight that you've gained from the Lord about perceptions, how they work, and how we can change them?
Yeah. I think, you know, we're all the product of our environment, good or bad. And, you know, our upbringing creates a learned behavior in terms of how we see ourselves, how we think, and therefore connects us to how we speak about ourselves and circumstances and situations. And all of those, all negativity is stressful. And the thing I love about Scripture and the thing I love about life in the Spirit is that everything in the kingdom is inherently positive.
Yeah.
And when you look at, when you read Scripture in the New Testament particularly, everything is linked to the persona of Jesus, mm-hmm. which is really what we're developing. The prime purpose of God is to make us in His image. And He's the most peaceful, calm, loving, generous, kind, and humorous person I've ever known. So, for example, I was talking to a guy who said to me, well, there's nothing I really like about myself. You know, I can't think of anything good about myself. And you know, that is an attitude that's been put into this guy mm-hmm. Through a number of life circumstances, because he was pretty insistent that there wasn't anything mm-hmm. good. And so my question to him really was, so which self is talking right now? Is this your old self or is this your new self? Which self is talking? Just so I know, so we can have a conversation. And so it provoked something in him. And so it was like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, your old self is dead in Jesus. And the Bible says you can lay aside the old self because God's given you a new self that you can put on. Now, it seems to me that the way you're thinking about yourself is connected to the old that's already dead. So there is a new you out there in the heart of Jesus. So that's the persona, that's the identity that God wants to give you. And it's that identity that's actually going to be the making of who you are as a human being. Mm-hmm. So then we had a very effective, very productive conversation about the new you versus the old. I said, mm-hmm. you know, we're not working on the old. Mm-hmm. We're really working with the new.
With the new.
So
yeah.
What is a perspective that would come from the new you, the true you, the real you?
You know, I just want to catch something here. So we're not working on the old,
no.
We're working with the new.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important, because I see that in a lot of Christians. They're trying to fix up the
yeah.
old,
yeah.
and it's unfixable
yeah.
anyways. You know,
yeah.
it just can only, it's worthy
yeah.
of death, right?
Yeah.
So it died on the cross with
it
Jesus.
Died on the cross.
So when you, I mean, that death is so beautiful
yeah.
when you realize, like, you know, if you're stressed out over something or even a relationship that's
yeah.
that's causing tension, it's like you have to realize, okay, what in me isn't dead right now?
Exactly.
Because in Christ, I'll be alive
exactly.
unto whatever
yeah.
is good,
yeah.
and it's awesome.
Yeah. God gives us permission, Romans 6:11, to consider ourselves
mm-hmm.
dead to sin and alive to Him.
Right.
You know, Jesus didn't just die for us. He died as us.
Right.
So when He died, we died.
We
when
died.
He was buried, we
mm-hmm.
were buried. And so now we're raised up to newness of life. So it's a little silly to think that God could go to such great lengths to do away with the old nature and then work on it.
I know.
That would be like grave robbing.
Yeah,
really.
And then trying to fix it up.
That's resurrecting something that He's already
yeah.
declared dead. Why would He want to work with something that He killed off?
It would be like, you know, this dead corpse, and, you know, you're trying to make its arm work again. So,
exactly.
you know, you're putting it up and down or
yeah.
whatever, and it's still dead.
It's still dead.
No matter how much you move it up
yeah.
and down, it's still a dead arm.
Yeah. So God isn't dealing with sin.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealing with righteousness.
That's right.
And peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
And it's so important to see that.
And it's wonderful, too, mm-hmm. to be able to understand that every situation we're in is about developing the new us, the true
mm-hmm.
us, the real us in
right.
Christ. It's all about that. That makes every situation exciting, and it takes the stress out of life
mm-hmm.
because you don't want those negative things in your life anyway,
right.
so why would you want to hold on to them? You don't.
Yeah.
So you get to practice joy, you get to practice peace as a way of life. And as an entry point into turning every situation around.
Mm-hmm.
So life then becomes not about the difficulties. It becomes really about the stance that you take in your circumstance. Every circumstance has a posture for us. How we stand before the Lord, what we're seeing about ourselves, what we're seeing about who God is for us, and what we're confessing and declaring. And those are the things that take the stresses away from us. It removes stress as a possibility.
Wow.
And brings us into a place of joy, affection in the goodness and the kindness of God. Life in the Spirit, you can't beat it.
How did you develop, these, like, changing of mindset, determining choice? Was it a discipline, or did it just come by grace? Or
right, I think that there are no disciplines in the kingdom, in spirituality. You know, everything in the kingdom is rooted in delight. So it's not a chore. It's not something that I have to do to get someplace. Mm-hmm. Everything in the kingdom is based on delight, because God is delightful. So if you root everything in a place of delight, the one thing we all do, every single human being, is we all do exactly what we really want to do. You know, so we want to be delighted. So for me, it's a delight to be happy. It's a delight to be peaceful. It's a delight to look for the presence of God in every situation. And the thing I love about walking with God is everything, the prime issue in every circumstance is relational.
Yes.
It's all about God has to have the preeminence in all things. Mm-hmm. So every situation is primarily about how God wants to relate to me, mm-hmm. and how he wants me to relate to him. So what that means is in every situation, we don't go to God with the problem. He comes to us with the next thing that he wants to be for us. What God allows in his wisdom, what he could easily prevent by his power.
Right.
So everything is about relationship with him.
That's
so,
such a powerful quote. I'm sorry. God allows,
God allows in his
wisdom,
what he could easily prevent by his power.
Wow.
So everything is about relationship with God. So everything is, God is saying, this is what I want to be for you in this situation. So we don't go to God with our problem. We go to him saying, I have this problem, and all problems are a part of my provision. All problems reveal our identity. It says something to us. Why is it that I have this problem right now? What is it that you're going to show me about what it is you want to be for me? Mm-hmm. So I was talking to a lady again with leukemia, and she said, will I get well? And I said to her, well, I don't do births, marriages, or deaths. But this is what I will say to you. Ask the Father what he wants to be for you now that you've got leukemia. Because it's relational. Don't treat your ill health as your problem. Treat it as a stepping stone to your identity. Ask the Lord, what is it you want to be for me now? And when you get the answer to that, you'll know how to pray and everything. She called me a couple of days later and said, I did what you said. I asked the Lord, and I had this dream. And in this dream, this five-year-old boy came to me and gave me a note. And when I opened it, the note said, I am the Lord that heals you. Mm. And she said, God is my healer. I said, well, that's what he wants to be for you. He wants to be your healer. Well, you know, she's still around.
That's awesome. You know, Jesus said that this is eternal life.
Exactly.
That we know him.
That we know him.
And that means know him in every situation, because we're not looking at our earthly life. We live with an eternal perspective, not in the created substance of time in which fact is, but the truth is in the eternal dimension. Yeah. So this is eternal life. That you may know him.
Know him.
And so whatever the circumstance, that is the main the main in the plane is that we know him in that circumstance.
I think so often we go to God and it's a functional thing. We want an answer to a problem. Mm-hmm. But with God, the prime thing is not functional. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to answer your problem straight away. He wants to tell you what he wants to be for you. So it's relational. Everything is about me growing in relationship with God. Once I get the relational piece sorted out, the answer to the problem becomes more clear. And we have a relationship with God in the circumstances. It's not like putting a quarter in a slot machine and getting out the thing that you want.
That is really, really good. And so often we come to God because we want something.
Thing.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Like, okay, I want a blessing, or I want a breakthrough, or I want deliverance, or I want this, I want that, do this, do that. Yeah. And he just wants to know us, and he wants us to know him,
and
have that beautiful relationship, because in that, everything is perfect.
Like in,
because he is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's wonderful. You know, the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. also says to watch over your heart with all diligence, because from it flow the issues of life. And when you watch over your heart with all diligence, it's like everything in God comes alive, because you're watching Him. You're watching His promises. You're watching the truth instead of a circumstance that might create stress if you were to choose it. Because in every opportunity that offers you stress, there's also an offer of peace. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Perspective is everything. It really is. And I just want to invite you, as we close this program right now, I want to invite you to bask in the love of Jesus. I want you to believe the love of Jesus, because in the love of Jesus, there is no fear. There is no stress in that love. Perfect love casts out all fear. And you have been called as an object of His love, of His affection. And so in the name of Jesus Christ, I command all stress, all fear, all anxiety to leave. And I call forth the perfect love of God Almighty to fill you right now. May you experience His rest. May you experience His pleasure and His delight all the days of your life. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
Your words have the creative power to shape your reality. The Create Your World Combo teaches you how to inhabit the goodness of God in any situation. Visit xpministries.com to order the Create Your World Combo now.
Order Rob Hotchkin's CD teaching, Your God-Given Identity, and live the life of destiny you were made for. Call 866-980-5464 or visit xpministries.com to order now.
Live in a constant state of revival with Daniel H. Park's book, Never Burn Out. God desires you to run forward and thrive. Call 866-980-5464 or visit us online at xpministries.com.